Visiting Teaching Message, Feeling the Love of the Lord Through Obedience. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. President Gordon B. Hinckley. Why are we such a happy people? It is because of our faith, the quiet assurance that abides in our hearts that our Heavenly Father, overseeing all, will look after his sons and daughters who walk before him with love and appreciation and obedience. We will ever be a happy people if we will so conduct our lives. What are people asking about us? Liahona, January 1999, page 85, or Ensign, November 1998, page 72. How can you find the strength to be obedient? President Spencer W. Kimball, 1895 to 1985. When we are inclined to think it is vain to serve the Lord, we should stir our faith, believe in the rich promises of God, and obey, and patiently wait. The Lord will fulfill all His rich promises. To the faithful, lavish rewards are offered. Blessings beyond one's understanding will come. Great as are the blessings in mortality which follow righteousness, they are dwarfed beside those awaiting in the world to come. The Miracle of Forgiveness, pages 305 through 306. Elder Henry B. Eyring of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. You will need the help of heaven to keep the commandments. You will need it more and more as the days go on. But you can bring the protective powers of heaven down on you by simply deciding to go toward the Savior, to wait on Him. To draw closer to God, page 98. How has obedience blessed your life? Mosiah chapter 2, verse 41. Ye should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. They are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. We can know, through obedience, how much God loves us as His immortal children. It happens just as President Brigham Young said it would. How shall we know that we obey God? There is but one method by which we can know it, and that is by the inspiration of the Spirit of the Lord witnessing unto our spirits that we are His, that we love Him, and that He loves us. It is by the Spirit of Revelation we know this. Deseret News Semi-Weekly, November 26, 1867. If we can get that witness for ourselves, then we can cope with and endure well whatever comes. The Pathway of Discipleship, Ensign, September 1998, page 7. Susan W. Tanner, Young Women General President. Each week we renew our baptismal covenants to take His name upon us, to always remember Him, and to keep His commandments. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 77. We are steadfast in Christ when we do these things, and our spirits are lifted and our hearts are filled with love. Covenants enlarge our hearts and allow us to feel the love of God and of all men. 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verse 20. Steadfast in our covenants, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, pages 101 through 102. John chapter 15, verse 10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. End of Visiting Teaching Message, Feeling the Love of the Lord Through Obedience.